This is Focus on the Valley, a presentation of WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.
We're here in the studio today with Jennifer McCafferty and Olivia Deal, and they're both with Ark of Three Rivers. How you doing, Jennifer?
I am good. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Olivia. Now, how long have y'all been with the Ark of Three Rivers?
I have been with the Ark for 10 and a half years now.
And I've been there 18 this year.
Jennifer, y'all have an event that's coming up on June 25th. Tell us about it.
Yes, on June 25th from 10 a.m. to noon at Danner Meadow Park, which is in the Fort Hill area of Charleston, We are having a color fun run as a benefit for the Ark of the Three Rivers. It's open to the public. Anyone can come, but it is targeted for individuals that have intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay, so it's a color fun run. So what is that?
It's totally washable. It's a chalk-based powder. You will run around the track or walk or, you know, use a wheelchair, any type of adaptive equipment you have. Danner Meadow is handicap accessible. You will make your way around the track and we'll have several different color stations set up and we will have volunteers on hand that will be throwing and dispersing water all over all of the participants until they get to the finish line and then there will be a grand finale of color there.
So they're going to look like a rainbow at the end
of the
race.
Yes, they will.
So how does one register for this event?
We have registration links on our website, which is arkofthethreerivers.org. You can also find a registration link on our Facebook page, which is The Ark of the Three Rivers.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing there at the event?
Hopefully just supervising. I am not a runner, but I will happily walk my way around the track. And then just throwing the colors and making sure that everything goes off as smoothly as possible.
Okay, so Olivia, what are you going to be doing over at the event?
Probably running around like crazy. Throwing collar, helping people. I just really hope that we have a good turnout. This will be our first time doing this. Like I said, we hope to continue doing this every year.
Okay. Well, guys, tell us, what is the Ark of Three Rivers? What is that organization all about?
We are a local nonprofit. We have been around for 70 years this year. We serve individuals that have intellectual and developmental disabilities. We work with the Title 19 waiver program, which is also to serve individuals with the intellectual and developmental disabilities. We provide respite care, in-home staffing. We have an amazing day program that's located on Lee Street that is open Monday through Friday for adults with those disabilities. Anybody who has, I mean, they could qualify for waiver, or if they have a qualifying disability but don't qualify for waiver, but they need assistance with independence or meeting their daily needs, as long as they are outside of being eligible for public schooling, they can enroll in our day program. We have some grants to help serve the individuals who don't qualify for Title 19. We have nursing services. We have a representative payee department. Yes, we have direct care services,
which we are hiring for.
Okay. All right. So how would one make a donation to the ARC?
They also, on our website, arkofthethreerivers.org, they have a donation link at the bottom of the page. We have a couple different, you can make a direct donation link, but we also have links to where you can register your Kroger Plus card. I believe there's a link to register your Amazon account so that we get a portion of each purchase that's made through Amazon. And then we always welcome people to stop by 114 Lee Street West. We've been there for about 8 or 9 months now.
So we want everybody to join them for their event. It's the ARC's Color Fun Run that's coming up June 25th at Danner Meadow Park. Do you have the address of how to get there?
The address is 514 Longwood Road, Charleston, West Virginia.
How much is it to enter in the fun run?
Registration is $25 unless you're affiliated with the ARC, and then there's no cost. But as part of your registration, you will receive a free color run t-shirt, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a drawstring backpack. All of those things will be designed to where the color will really pop on them. They're all white or clear. And I do want to mention that the powder that we are using is washable. So your clothes, your skin, if you need to use a wheelchair or a handicap trike or anything, none of that will be stained.
It's all safe.
Yes, it's non-toxic.
All right. Well, Jennifer and Olivia, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to the event. It's the ARCS Color Fun Run coming up June 25th at Denner Meadow Park. So thank you so much.
For having us.
Thank you.
Good morning. And in the studio with me in Focus Around the Valley, I got Timothy Dunlop. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Wolf?
Not bad. It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
I know. The last time I really worked with you, you were doing that policeman's ball.
Yeah, it was. I was the chaplain for the Fraternal Order of Police Association.
Yeah. And,
we got to... they figured out my law enforcement background inside the military, so they moved me over to the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge.
That's awesome, though, man. You've done a great job with that. I remember that so well. I still have pictures at home from that event. It was so special to be a part of that. Thank you so much for having me for that.
Oh, I loved it.
At any rate, now that things are calming down with COVID and everything's getting kind of back to normal, I mean, we still have some situations, but it's not near what it was. We're almost back to normal. And South Charleston has opened up and started doing some pretty cool things at their community center, right?
Yeah, I'm the secretary for the South Charleston Fraternal Order of Police Lodge, and every Friday, the doors open at 5. I'm sorry, this doors open at 4.
Uh-huh.
And the games start about 5:30.
What kind of games?
We have bingo. And then the great thing about this bingo game is all the proceeds get kicked back out to the community.
Oh, yeah. For what is it being used for? Things that you might know.
All that money goes to Shop with a Cop. I know we sponsored a South Charleston robotics team last year to go to the national competition.
Uh-huh.
We get dinner for, like, the South Charleston football team. We sponsor local little league teams, baseball teams, T-ball, just whoever asks us for money. We're just proud to be able to kick back out in the community and help those smaller teams or big teams, for that matter, that need it.
Now, that is awesome. Awesome. Now, you see, this is what it's all about right here, giving back to our community. And I'm telling you, the police departments around here are so good at that. And you guys do a great job in South Charleston. When does this actually start? What night of the week is it?
It's every Friday. And like I said, doors open at 4, and then games start about 5:30, and we go to about 9:30.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes 10 o'clock, the jackpot might go a little longer if nobody hits the coverall.
Nobody yells bingo. But somebody always does eventually. I mean, you know, it's just the games played.
I think before COVID, the jackpot got up to, I think, almost $800-$900.
Wow, that'd be a nice little paycheck to pull off of that.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get into this?
The cards vary. I don't have all the cards memorized off the top of my head.
That's okay. Just give me a general...
A normal bingo game is like, for the 15 packs, I think is $15.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then we have other, like, special games. I know you can, like, a $5 pack, and I mean, you can play a nice long night of bingo and have fun with all the people around in the community for under $50, and then
wow,
you have a great chance of winning money that night as well. We do tip outs and stuff as well, so people buy tips and we're able to give cash prizes that night. We have door prize giveaways.
Really?
So, yeah, I know the last couple weeks we've given away a homemade ice cream maker.
Wow.
We give away a Pioneer Woman gift set, and then a Walmart gift card. So.
Wow. But the most important thing about this is that you're seeding into the community and blessing your community, and that's important. Folks, you want to get behind this. I mean, if you got to drive from Marmette or Chesapeake all the way over to South Charleston, you should do it to help these the community of South Charleston. This is a great idea, and I hope that this was really successful. I know that how long ago did you start this? What month?
We started this in 2018, and then we had it every week until COVID happened.
Uh-huh.
And then now we just started back up in the past couple weeks. It's only been about a month since we've started back up.
Right.
But we'd love to get the community involved. I know some of the money goes to, like, put equipment into the police cars for, like, bike helmets and knee pads and
yes,
stuff like that.
Please.
If a kid, you know, the cop sees a kid riding without a helmet, the officer, you know, pulls over, talks to him a little bit, and is able to, like, you know, give him safety gear as well. So
that's cool. You know what? I just love this kind of stuff, and you're giving back to the community like that. And I want to encourage you all to show as much love to the police department as you can, because they are trying their best to help the community out and to be a part of your life and encourage you to do well and be well. So let's reach out. Let's play some bingo, man. I might even come down and play a night or two with my wife.
Yeah, it's fun. They don't do the snack stand anymore inside the community center unless there's a basketball game going on.
Yeah.
So we're always, like, cooking homemade food. Like last week, Joel, he was used to be the assistant chief of police for South Charleston. Now he works for the Parks and Recreation. Yeah. He smoked some pork butt the night before for, like, 16 hours and then done pulled pork barbecue that night at the bingo game. So there's always good food as well.
So there's always good food. Don't worry about buying food. Just pack up whoever you want to take along. Get yourself a big old stack of them bingo cards to play and have some fun out of the house and around some people for a change. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Timothy, God bless you, buddy, and God bless the police department here for doing all this. And thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us, Will.
You've been listening to Focus on the Valley, a presentation of WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.